Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, January 7, 2021. Iowa Finance Authority Board Meeting, January 2021. The Iowa Finance Authority, IFA, Board met on January 6, 2021 and approved the following actions. Authorizing resolutions. The board approved a total of $882,000 in bonds for three families to purchase agricultural land in Webster, Wright, and Sioux counties, respectively. These loan instruments are part of the Beginning Farmer Loan Program, BFLP, which assists new farmers in acquiring agricultural property by offering loans at reduced interest rates and typically carry interest rates 20% to 25% below prevailing market rates. Amending resolutions. The board approved one amendment for an existing BFLP bond issuance from $146,000 to set interest rate adjustments from every year to every 5 years. State Revolving Fund, SRF. The Department of Natural Resources, DNR, and the IFA jointly administer the SRF, which finances the design and construction of Iowa water and wastewater infrastructure. The board approved the following loans. $10.7 million in SRF construction loans for Fontenelle, Merrill, Nevada, Pearson, and West Burlington. Financial. The following finance resolutions were reviewed and approved. Number one, November 2020 financial results. Housing Authority year-to-date operating revenues through November 2020, fiscal year 2021, were $3.5 million, or 16.1% above budget and 21.9% above last year. Operating expenses were below budget by $3.3 million, 17.3%, and 2.5% above last year. Net operating income before grants, NOIBG, was $6.8 million, exceeding anticipated income by 253.7%. Total assets have increased $116.4 million since last year and are $49.9 million below budget due to smaller than planned bond issue in June, higher than planned prepayments of MBS, and using those prepayments to call higher coupon debt on a monthly basis. Overhead departments year-to-date, operating revenue was $346,000, or 19.2% below budget and 18.7% above last year. Operating expenses were $455,000, or 22.4% above budget and 3.1% above last year. NOIBG was $109,000, 48% above budget and 70.3% above last year. Single family housing year-to-date fiscal year 2021. Operating revenue was $1.6 million, 12% above budget, and $2 million, 16.1% above last year. Operating expenses were below budget by $3 million, or 27.2%, and below last year by $917,000, or 10.1%. NOIBG was above budget by $4.6 million, 257.7%, and above last year by $2.3 million, or 93.7%. Multifamily program year-to-date, operating revenue was $310,000, or 6.8% above budget, and $1.1 million, or 30.3% above last year. Operating expenses were $417,000, 15.9% below budget, and $176,000, or 7.4% below last year. NOIBG was $727,000, 37.7% above budget, and $1.3 million, or 97.2% above last year. Federal and state programs year-to-date operating revenue was below budget by $105,000, 43.5%, and below the prior year by $228,000, or 62.6%. Operating expenses were $93,000, or 5.9% below budget, and $893,000, or 150.3% above last year. NOIBG was below budget by $12,000, or 0.9%, and below the prior year by $1.1 million, or 487.8%. Iowa Agricultural Development Division year-to-date operating revenue was $80,000, or 31.2% below budget, and $58,000, or 24.7% below last year. Operating expenses were $63,000, or 30.4% below budget, and $54,000, or 27.1% below last year. Net income was $18,000, or 34.3% below budget, and $5,000, or 12.8% below last year. Iowa Title Guarantee financial results year-to-date. Operating revenue was $1.9 million, or 59.1% above budget, and 43.1% above last year. Operating expenses were $504,000, or 18.2% above budget, and 31.6% above last year. Net income is $1.4 million above budget and $612,000 above last year. State Revolving Fund SRF year-to-date. Operating revenue was $1.8 million, or 8.5% below budget, and 12.4% below last year. Operating expenses were $855,000, or 4% above budget, and 7.2% above last year. NOIBG was $2.6 million, or 589.7% below budget, and 377.8% below last year. Number 2, Home Loan Forgiveness for Decorah Woolen Mill LP. A resolution was passed authorizing a Home Investment Partnership Program loan forgiveness of $330,000 for a 15-unit project for the developmentally disabled in Decorah. Private Activity Bond, PABP. Through the PABP, the IFA issues tax-exempt bonds on behalf of private entities or organizations for eligible purposes. The Board approved the following amendments. Assignment of Midwestern Disaster Area Bonds issued in 2012 from the original borrower to different entities affiliated with the original borrower for projects in Polk and Dallas counties, and deferral of payments for a year due to derecho damage in the Westdale Apartment Project in Cedar Rapids with a loan amount not to exceed $17.5 million. The next board meeting will be held on February 3rd, 2021 at 11 a.m. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Eric Richardson, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-6767.